looking up some sick, things on Twitter.
You're posting or looking up?
I was looking up. Last time I was looking at something about, like, old torture devices.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot what it was this time. Nah, dude, but it's cool. Like, it's kind of entertaining to read. Totally forgot.
Fuck. Isn't Iron Maiden? Isn't that like a fucking old torturing
device? Yeah, it's a fucking coffin with spikes on it. And they close it on you.
And I heard, it doesn't totally kill you right away. Like, it just...
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, not your vital areas, so it's just pain, dog. Like, fuck.
But that shit stabs you in, like, the face and shit.
You think so? It does?
Yeah dude. It's like a door with all these spikes, and then they close it, fucking slam it, and it's like...
I used to fucking... Medieval times, dog. Those shits are bad times, though.
Those are probably some crazy times.
What's the difference between, like, medieval and dark ages, do you know?
Medieval? Honestly, I think,
Are they the same, though?
I think they might be the same. Because, like, medieval was, the times was, like...
Like, fucking...
Knights
like,
and
like
shit.
Like the fucking restaurant. Fucking jousting and shit.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the dark ages, usually that's what they used.
Like, yeah.
Swords and shit.
Fuck. And, like, people used to live to, like, 30 back then.
Yeah, 23, it's a wrap.
23, you're fucking old
pushing
and shit.
It. Pushing
yeah,
23.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
16, you're all right.
It's like when you have your midlife crisis and shit at 16.
You're like, what am I going to do with my life?
But really, you're just going through puberty?
I know. Damn, that's crazy, huh?
So glad fucking, like, life is how it is. Like, people talk shit, like, about how shit's bad now. I mean, shit is bad, but, like, we're fucking, people are living longer now, and, like, you know, I think we're living in a pretty good time.
Yeah, dude, like...
Fucking badass time.
You just grow up to be, like, 70 and shit. I know. 70, 80, 90, fuck.
There's, like, a bunch of 100-year-old people now.
That's
like, back
crazy.
In the day, that was not existent.
Those are some OGs.
I was talking with my brother, and I was like, hey, you think, like, it'll ever get to the future where, like, someone will hit, like, 150, dude?
Damn.
Because, like, it's happened.
They'll
so,
be all decrepit and shit, though.
Like, I don't know, dude. I saw this video on YouTube, this fucking, it was like a baseball game, like an Angels or a Dodgers game, and the fucking guy throwing the pitch or something.
Yeah.
He was like a 100-year-old dude.
What?
And he was walking like nothing, like, damn, he's fucking healthy.
Fucking strutting shit.
That's another cool 20 years ahead of him and shit.
You think he gets chicks?
Fuck yeah. After that shit, probably pulled a cheerleader.
Damn.
He's fucking handled.
Man. With quickness.
Damn, fucking OG style.
Making use of that freaking star power.
Damn. That's a star. That's why everybody wants to be a star.
To get chicks?
Nah, I wouldn't say that only, but...
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that's that important.
Yeah. But who was it? Fucking, I think it was like... I saw it online. It was like, usually whatever a man does trying to succeed is over some bitch. Like, it's something, like, I saw that, I was like...
Really?
Yeah, like, if you think about it, like, if you're trying to get money and, like, trying to get a job, get your life together, like, you're gonna want a wife, you know, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, think about it. I never really think about, like, oh, I need to get married, I need a wife, or shit like that. Fuck that, dude, like...
You don't want to get married?
Oh, no, I stopped that. I just...
You never think about it now.
I'm not thinking about it now because I have, like, other things on my mind, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
I don't
want to
worry
about
get
that
a, I don't want what? I want a wife when I'm comfortable and I don't have to, like, struggle, you know?
Yeah. There's, like...
I don't want to struggle.
A lot of young-ass people, too, that get married. And
it's cool, though. They make it work.
Yeah, they make it work. And, like, I've seen, It's kind of crazy. Like, it's kind of, like, cool because I've seen, like, bad... Like, in high school, they used to be, like, just fucking fuck around. They used to do drugs and shit. And then they'll, like, knock some girl up. And then, like, after a few years, they got their life together and shit. Like, I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess, you know? Like, I mean, it sucks that he had to... Yeah, but, like, it kind of put him in his place.
That's crazy. I know some people like that, too.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a... there's a few people fucking... I'm not going to put anyone on blast, but...
Yeah.
David? David, nah, fuck, though. I was chilling in jail. Why do we always talk about that, nigga?
Hey, I was watching the show one time, dude. I think it was Locked Up Abroad or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
It was on Netflix.
And, is that... Oh, shit. Okay, nah, I'm thinking of someone else, but I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, this like, half Mexican, half white dude gets, like, caught up smuggling drugs, right?
In the jail?
In Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was from here, but he just went over there to, like, get drugs and bring them, right?
Okay.
And, and the first time he came, first time he went and got it, he said he was all nervous, and, like, he picked it up or whatever, and he drove back, and it was all good, right?
Yeah.
And so he went down there again. He took one of his buddies. He's like, yeah, let's go, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He went. On the way back, they caught him.
Fuck. Like, past the border?
Nah, still in Mexico.
Oh, fuck. Jail in Mexico, dude.
Yeah, dude. God, it was like a slum, the way they showed the prison. It was like...
Fuck. It was like all ghetto as shit, huh?
Yeah, it was like a ghetto, dude.
Damn. Like dirt?
It was... No.
Not that bad. Like, no, because I seen some fucking, I think it was, like, Russia's Toughest Prison.
Yeah.
That shit's on Netflix, and it's, like, fucking just dirt on the floor, and then...
Where do they sleep?
Like, cement beds and shit.
No way.
Nah, it wasn't like that.
A rock
actually,
for
I don't
a
know
pillow?
If it was that Russian. I know I saw that somewhere, though. It was like
snow fucking, for pillow?
Oh, my God. Fucking frozen. Quick-ass pneumonia. Quick-ass pneumonia.
Catch pneumonia with the quickness. And that prison.
Like, so how long have you been here? Oh, nobody lives here, like, past, like, a week. You're gonna die with it at first. Damn.
It's cool, dog. Just give it a few days.
It's fucked up.
Fingers will start falling in a little bit.
Fucking jail, dude.
Oh, anyway, so he gets caught in the jail. And for some reason, they have girls and guys in the jail.
Together?
Yeah.
Wow, that's all bad.
Yeah, so
that's all bad. Holy shit.
Damn. Spawn of fucking...
Quick-ass rape. Damn.
Spawning little fucking...
Kids?
Savage babies in
Fuck!
There.
Fuck! Oh, my God.
That
was happening?
Yeah, he got this chick pregnant.
Oh, my God. In prison?
He fell in love with her, and then he was, he was about to get out, and they gave him an option to, like... Go to jail in the U.S., which he would get out in, like, 3 months.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Grime.
Oh, man.
And, or stay with his...
Wife.
With his boo.
With his Sancha.
He's like, I'm out of jail. Fuck this. So he left.
He left her?
Yeah, he never saw the baby.
Damn. Huh?
That's some fucking...
What do you expect? I mean, fuck. I don't know about that. I feel like the inmates would like that kind of... Because they have, like, girls and shit, but I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, having a mixed, jail cell with girls and shit.
Well, yeah, better than fucking dudes all day.
Yeah, but it's still fucked up, probably, huh? Damn.
What kind of chicks you think go to jail, though?
I know.
Busted-ass chicks.
Those are fucking man-ass-looking chicks. Beards.
Go! No fight, when all the little dollars wanna be my life, the vision. guitar. I had to be there. I had to be there. I had to be there. I had to be there.
Stores.
You trying to get a job there?
Yeah, because, and I fucking turned in my application today, and they were like, so you're free all these days? They had the certain days, and I was like, yeah, and they were like, awesome. So, I'd be tight, dude, working at a fucking...
BevMo? That'd be pretty cool.
It's not a BevMo, but it's like a, kind of like a mom and pop shop one.
Oh, okay.
But, when I went in today, they were having a, they were like having a beer test, like our beer taste little event thing. There was like a table set up. And, like, all these older people were fucking, like, beer tasting. I was like, oh, that's
tight. What?
Even in the application, it said, would you be able to drink or smoke during job hours just for tasting purposes?
No way.
Yeah, and I was, like, I was kind of weirded out. I didn't know if it was a trick question. Like, I asked my mom, I was like, hey, do you think this is a trick question? She looked at it, and she was like, I don't know, just say yes. And, like, if they bring it up, you know. But I did it, I put no. Cause, like,
really?
Even if they do bring it up, then I could just be like, oh, I wasn't sure, you know, at least I could be like, I don't know if it was a test question, but if I need to do that, I could do that.
Dude, I think you just messed it up for yourself.
Ah, nah.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, they're going to go through the application and they're going to say, oh, he won't be able to test it. He doesn't want to drink on the job. All right, fuck it.
You think so?
I would.
Fuck, I know. It's kind of like.
I would think that. I mean.
I was thinking about it too, but I mean.
Oh, well, dude. Just go over there.
We'll see what happens.
Just go over there and tell him.
Yeah, after a week, I'll just be like.
I can smoke, drink. Party.
I can party all you want, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know I might get fucking crazy, dog.
So where's this store at?
It's right by my house. It's in Fullerton.
Hey man, how long does it take you to get here? Fullerton?
Fuck, dude. I looked online. It takes like close to 40 minutes. To drive.
Yeah.
Nah, like I swear.
32 enough. Minutes on
well,
my
phone. Well, look on your phone.
It said like 32 minutes on my phone.
Well, that's the different route. I take the long ass route.
What way?
The one you said, the 57 to 60.
That's the long route.
That's the longest one. But I mean, I take it anyways because it's like
that
less
hassle. Confusing.
Yeah, but I was thinking today, I was like, maybe I should just fucking fuck it and take the other one.
You should try it.
Because it's quicker, you know? I just, the first time, or, that, remember that day I was, like, lost, and then my phone died, and then you, like,
yeah,
that, after that day, I was like, fuck this shit, I'm just gonna go on this route, the one you told me.
Yeah, this one's easier, but it might be, like, going around.
Yeah, it is. Because you can even see on the fucking maps, like, it's clearly, like, a fucking big-ass corner and shit, like,
yeah.
The other one's, like, it's not too, like, you know, you know what I mean.
You should go back that way.
I forgot. I never went back. Actually, yeah, I never went back using that route.
We can look it up on my phone.
Yeah, all right. Maybe.
Whatever.
Hey, fuck you, dog.
Hey, man, you ever wanted to go to Germany?
Fuck. Yeah, but I mean, I like traveling for like.
Yeah, me too. Well, I never travel, like, besides...
You never really, like...
No.
Nah.
No, I never travel. I want to.
Dude, that shit's tight, because...
Where have you gone, dude?
I've been on my fucking... My dad's home country, and, like...
What's that like?
That shit's crazy. It's a good, like, reality check, you know? Like, you get a cultural shock. Like, seeing how, like, people live in third world countries and shit, you know? It's, like, it's pretty... I think everybody, honestly, should do that, because...
A good cultural experience?
Yeah, it's, like... Fuck. Dude, no, like...
Remember Baby Derek?
Cromer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time, he was asked to be in the quinceañera.
Okay.
And, his mom was like, yeah, Derek. You know how they're, like, super white? He's like... Yeah, Derek, I think you should do it. It would be a nice cultural experience for you.
Did he do it?
Yeah. We're just laughing at how white that statement was.
You could expand your mind on cultures. Fucking white.
Anyways, Bangladesh.
Oh, man, dude, like... It's just... I think it's good for people to see, like, how people, like... in third world countries live, because that's, like, you realize, like, it's good to live here in America, you know? Like, people talk shit over here, but we don't fucking have it nearly as bad.
Really?
Like, come on, you know that, dude. Yeah. Like, you know, it's fucking terrible. I remember the first day I got in, we landed in India first, and because that's right by Bangladesh, but we were, like, in a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just in traffic, you know, chilling. And this fucking, you know, the islands that are in between, like, the right lane and the left lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was this fucking little, like, maybe 7-year-old girl, 8, just popped a squat, dog. Like, right in the middle of traffic and took a shit right there.
No way.
Straight up, dude. And my mom started crying, bro.
No way.
She was like, and I saw that, I was like, it was, like, intense, dude. Like, I kind of, like, felt like, fuck, you know? Like, it was bad.
This was in India?
India, dude. And, man. Like, just little shit like, that's not little, but, like, shit like that, you know? It kind of shows you, like,
fuck. Hey, what about the people around? They were, like, normal?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We got to a train station, because we were, like, we were in the city, and we had to get more into, like, the rural, like, the urban area, like, the rural. Like, not as, because where we were staying wasn't too pop, like, city-like. And we had to go to the train station. It was right by the airport. You know how, like, always by the airport, it's fucking, like, super packed? Yeah, like, yeah, at any airport. And then there were just people, like, everybody was staring at us.
Why?
Like, everybody. Because it's, I don't know, dude. Like, they can tell who's American.
Really?
And they're just, like, and, like, everybody was, my dad was like, hey, stay close by, you know, like. It was pretty fucking, like, scary. And, like, they're just sketchy-ass, like, looking fools, you know? And, like, there were people always offering, like, oh, well, like, we'll take your bags, you know? Just, like, they're trying to, like, they're on their hustle and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I remember one day I was in the fucking, a taxi, and, like, I was in the back seat, and I was with my dad, but my dad went into a store, so I was waiting in the car. And this fucking girl, like, walked by, like, a little homeless girl or whatever. And then, like, I was feeling generous, so I gave her, like, some Indian currency. Like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, a dollar or something.
Your dad?
No, I did. I gave it to her.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it to her, and she, like, she ran off. I was like, what the fuck? And I was, like, sitting there for a while. And then, out of nowhere, I see from my corner, like, all these kids running over, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Like, running. And they were running over, and then I was like, and they just got up to my side of my window, and they were like, just knocking, dude. Damn. They're like, yo, like, and I had to look away, like, I couldn't, like, that shit was crazy. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, like, I can't give them money, they're gonna go crazy. So I was just sitting there, like, looking away. Eventually, after, like, a couple, 5 minutes, I started leaving. I was like, fuck. That shit was kind of, like, scary, too. Like, even though it's kids, it's just like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm still tripping about that girl taking a dump.
Yeah, I know. That shit was gnarly.
How young do you think she was?
She was, like, she looked like a little, like, 7 or 8, dude.
Yeah.
I felt sad.
But why do it in the middle of the road? Why not, like...
I don't know, dude. Like, I know, that's a good question. I don't know why she did that, but... Yeah, like, laughing at shit.
Like,
I don't know,
like,
why.
I know there's houses and shit.
It's just like,
too,
I
want to
say what's up to these fools. Right? Okay. Ah!
No, dude, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm being, like, an ignorant
idiot. You're being an asshole, bitch.
Yeah. But seriously, like, I just want to know, like, what did you see? What were, like, the buildings around? What was around?
Actually, around that area, it was kind of, like, modernized. Like, there was it was by an airport, so it was, like, you know, hotels and fucking restaurants. It wasn't that, it looked kind of modernized around that area. But then, like, you know, the area between that, like, when you're starting to get out and it slowly starts getting ghettoer. Mm-hmm. It was that spot where we saw her. And, like, it was like, fuck. So it was like, pretty modernized still, but it was still, like, it was getting ghetto.
Oh, okay.
And then there's, like, roads where it'll just be, like, dirt. Like, and, you know, it's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
You know that shit.
Yeah.
You've been to Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico has roads like
that. I haven't been to Mexico in so long.
Mexico's cool, though, because... See, Bangladesh is a... I was going to say this earlier. Yeah, put that down, man. Bangladesh is a bad motherfucker, because Bangladesh is over there in Europe, huh? Like...
It's kind of by... It's in Asia. It's by...
Asia.
Yeah, it's by Europe.
It's more Asia, but I bet... The reason it's all, like, fancy right there, the airports and shit. I bet there's some, like, oil or something there. I bet.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, a bunch of rich fuckers
there,
huh?
There's a lot of natural resources, you know?
Is there rich people there? Like,
fuck, yeah. Like, especially, like, what's the place called? It's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
It's, like, the richest town. I forget what it's called. Fuck. But it has, like, the streets. My dad went there last, like, he just went to Bangladesh recently.
Yeah.
Just by himself for a while. And then, he said, like, roads were, like, they had light up. You know the white lanes? They were all lights. They were, like, lights, you know, and the light. Like, damn, that's fucking crazy. Like, some, that shit was, like, some fucking...
Feature shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say that movie. No, but yeah, it's just rich, you know, out there.
Yeah, dude, I know what you mean. Yeah, Bangladesh is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, straight up dirt road.
It has dirt roads, but I bet, like, when it's ghetto because it's fucking, like, it's almost like...
Like, you can't go out at night.
Yeah,
dude. You cannot.
No, I saw this, documentary on, it's called Vice. Dash, it was sick, dude.
What was it?
Anybody listening, Vice.
Vice is a good
if
channel.
If you have HBO... you can hook it up to HBO online.
I thought Vice was on YouTube.
No, I think they have YouTube videos, but Vice, like the episodes on the HBO, those things are fucking sick.
It's like real shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of where I learned about like not Bangladesh, but I forget what country it was.
It's probably one of those Middle Eastern countries. Huh?
Yeah, there's literally like this, the tallest house in the world.
Fuck.
Right there.
Yeah, oh, it's got, I just thought of the city I was thinking about in
Dubai.
Dubai, yeah. Yeah.
And,
they have the tallest building there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like fucking something like 50-something stories or something.
A house?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Or 30 stories or 20, I don't know. Either way, it's fucking huge. Like, it's a big-ass house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, people work there.
Damn, at the house?
Yeah.
Oh my god, like a hotel and shit. Well, yeah, I mean, they must have like maids and shit, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
But like literally like a few blocks away is like the worst slum in the world. Like bad.
Fuck.
And like it's you'll come out of there fucked up just walking through it. Like, they're walking through the streets. It's not even streets, dude. It's just, like...
Dirt roads and shit.
It's, like, shanty towns. You know what that is?
Like, I think so, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And fucking, like, you just put it up with whatever you find, like a fucking board or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know? And,
I would see that shit all the time. Like, in India and Bangladesh, there's, like... there were literally, like, huts. Like,
yeah.
Made out of grass or fucking whatever. Way. Yeah. Not like grass, but like clay, you know, the clay huts
and
shit.
Yeah. It looks like sand people
shit. Yeah, dude. Like sand people.
From Star Wars.
The sand people.
Well, yeah, dude, it's so bad. I don't even want to get into it, but it's so bad.
Dude, yeah. I just don't know how fucking people can live like that. Like,
I know.
It's hard to wrap your head around, like.
It's hard, but like, I mean, think about
people,
it.
People, like, you gotta live, you know? You can't just give up and die. You gotta do what you gotta do to fucking go on.
Yeah, dude, it made me fucking feel like an asshole by myself.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like a culture shock.
That's why I got my fucking batteries on. I got my shit together. I'm trying to get this happen.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's why, like, you gotta be thankful. Like, even though Americans are mostly assholes, but we're living in a good-ass country. We don't have to worry about shit like that.
Yeah, dude.
Pathetic little me.
make a beat, dog. Yo. It's Ish, me and Vinny recording for y'all. You know we doing this shit. Yeah, you know we standing tall. We so fucking proud. We smoking that loud. And motherfucker, yeah, we bringing more ounce to bounce. Like bounce that ass all up on the fucking beat. Nigga, yeah, you know we doing this shit in the street. We don't even care. Cars are passing by. But motherfucker, we doing this shit so fly. Damn. This shit went down right now, cuz. Yeah, you know what's up. It's Vinny and Ish B. We keeping it 100 for y'all motherfucking ass. You know, get some calls in. We better get this shit popping, nigga. You know how we do, cuz. And we doing this shit. Show some love for your niggas, your boys. Show you some love for your boys, dog. Damn. All right. So what's good, dog?
What's good, man? I'm
fucking living life, sipping this brew. You goody, already goody, knew.
Goody.
Fuck. What's up with our crew? I just start rhyming like Dr. Seuss. Stupid, huh?
Damn.
All right, my boy Vinny right here is going to fucking pack a bowl. We're going to get a little smoke on going, you know, get you in the vibe, get you in the mood. We're doing this shit on the fucking sidewalk. We don't give a fuck, nigga. We just doing this shit. We doing this shit right now, bro. Hey, what's good? What's good? Holla at your boy. We keep it 500.
500.
I just had to go off on a ramp, dude. I'm sorry. just came alive. Fucking sipping a brew.
Live your life, bro.
Getting on our level. We some motherfucking rebels. And if you don't like that bitch, then kick pebbles. I keep it live, homie.
Keep it live.
Damn, dog. Hey, when we gonna play live, fool? Speaking of live, I wanna play some live shit, dude. I haven't played a show in a minute.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah.
When's the last time you played a show, man?
We're fucking decades, so it's been a while.
Damn.
It's been a cool while. At least over a year, for sure. Year and a half, maybe. When's the last time you played a show?
April,
okay. This year?
Yeah.
Got burps coming up and shit.
Nasty. Mm.
That's what happens when you drink, dog.
That's what happens when you have no manners.
Damn! Dog, why you gotta put me on blast, bro? Okay. Why you gotta put me on blast, bro? I'ma keep it low for your hoes. We lighting up right now. I'm gonna fuck. This fool Vinny told me not to say that shit. I'm gonna fuck. I'm just gonna lie, dog. I'm gonna keep it live. I'm sorry, dog. You unleashed an animal now.
Oh my god.
This shit's gonna happen raw right now.
Alright, this is gonna happen right now.
Like,
We're not even gonna talk. This is gonna be freestyle hour the whole time, right?
The whole time. Fuck it, dog. I'm just gonna spit some fucking lines and blow your minds, homie. Damn.
Get it going.
Alright, I'm gonna do this first one, acapella. Let me hit the bowl first, though. Fucking hotbox this bitch. Damn!
Dude, I wish I had, Never mind.
Fool, don't lie, dog. Don't fucking lie on me. Yo. I went out there. Yeah. Okay. Yo. Yeah, I'm hotboxing my car. We going so damn hard. Motherfucker, I'm so high. You could see me up on Mars. I'm just spitting all the truth. Killing all the fucking booth. What you know, motherfucker? If you ain't got a clue, better get some IQ test up in the hundreds. Yeah, you know I'm doing this shit. Spitting fire like it's thunder. Oh no, I'm slipping up. But I don't give a fuck. Ish be in this shit. And you know we run amok. Then he fucking rod, make those bitches nod on our fucking cocks. What you know about that lot? Slay, we pulling out the lot. We do that shit a lot. Motherfuckers spitting all these rhymes with that guap. I got that guap up in my pocket. Yeah, you know we always rock it. I don't even care, bitch. Electrifying like some sockets. Damn, I'ma clock it. And just
electric.
End this shit right now.